that note, I want to recognize someone. The strength of the roots of that and the partnership that we've built in New England with the bioheat market has been really strong. And we want to recognize someone representing that group today. You know, New York City has become a shining example of biodiesel support as its serious sustainability efforts move forward. New York City recently implemented landmark legislation. As of October 2012, all heating oil sold in the city contains at least 2% biodiesel. Thanks to the tireless efforts of our award winner, this cleaner-burning domestic fuel blend known as bioheat will replace up to 20 million gallons of petroleum a year. No other city has passed such strong legislation. We're pleased to present the Industry Partnership Award to the CEO of the New York Oil Heating Association, John Maniscalco.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Obviously, on behalf of the New York Oil Heating Association, I'm pleased and honored to be here and accept this award. Little story, the first time I came to Las Vegas was 1972. It was a honeymoon. And I guess since then I've been back about four or five or six times. But I could say without a doubt that this is the first time I'm leaving Las Vegas a winner. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. When I started this initiative, I guess about 6 or so years ago, about the biodiesel initiative, little did I know that from my office in Midtown Manhattan, I would be able to foster this partnership with these folks out in the Midwest. Also, little did I know that when I learned about how the farming process goes, because you heard they just spoke about the delegation that went out because we didn't have a clue how things were done. Well, I was one of those clueless wonders, by the way. So little did I know at that time that when you get that soybean and you squeeze it and you get that oil out of there, you got that 20% more or less. And that's, I guess maybe I could consider that perhaps a byproduct, so to speak, maybe even takes away from some of your profit margin. But again, little did I know, and I guess a lot of people didn't know, that that byproduct of yours became liquid gold for us on the East Coast. So everything kind of like works out like that. We talk about a partnership, and that's what this is for, and I really do appreciate it, but the partnership goes both ways. It was easy for me to forge this partnership because certain troops on the ground that I dealt with here at NBB. In particular, I want to thank maybe four people. Greg Anderson, as you know, is with the Nebraska Soybean Board. He is the champion of bioheat. He flies all over the country promoting bioheat and biodiesel. I can only imagine how many air miles that young man has, but he can go probably around the world. But he goes back and forth, and he's always talking about us. I guess Greg and his team had the vision, and the vision has since come kind of like full circle. Tom Verry, he's kind of like, Tom is my point man at NBB. Tom has come to New York City a number of times. I've come out and met Tom, and I was in Florida, went to the Ozarks. We meet, we talk. Most of the times we meet in a bar, but that doesn't have to be said. Usually it's an Irish bar, but also, and he has a story he could tell you about that. But Tom's kind of like my point man. Then you got Shelby Neal. Shelby Neal, he's legislative with NBB. We talked often about different legislation. In fact, I get all this credit from about passing New York City through the New York City Council and the mayor's office, this 2% biodiesel mandate. Understand there's a process in getting that done, and a lot of it has to do with testifying. And I got to tell you, Shelby and company made the trip out to New York City numerous times to testify on my behalf. So you need to know that NBB's fingerprints are all over New York City's legislation, so you have to be proud of that. And if Shelby's in the room, yes, I feel very confident that we're going to get a biodiesel bill in New York State. Just give me a little bit more time. And last but not least, my biodiesel mentor, if I need to know or ask anything about biodiesel or bioheat or anything in between, my go-to guy has been and always will be Mr. Paul Nazaro, who's your liaison. So a shout out to Paul as well. And obviously, the entire NBB team for this great award. I really do. It's greatly appreciated. Now let me share some very, very exciting news with you. As a thank you to New York City for taking the lead in sustainable heating, the National Biodiesel Board recently launched the New York City Proud to Be Too Renewable Warm-Up Campaign. This campaign will award 3 out of 6 New York City charities grants in the amount of $15,000, $10,000, or $5,000. That's $30,000 of NBD dollars coming out to New York City. Between January 28th and February 17th, New York City residents and folks nationwide can go to bioheatonline.com, click and pick the charity that they feel best helps warm the hearts and homes of New York City. The charities with the most clicks gets the best chance to win the grant money. In fact, the promotion is happening as we speak, so please go to bioheatonline.com to pick your charity. So remember, when you go on your break, get out your iPhones and vote, because you have to take part in this. And now I would like to share with you one of our commercials running right now in New York City, funded by the National Biodiesel Board's Bioheat program.
Now, all New York City oil heat has 2% renewable biodiesel inside. It's called B2 Bioheat. It makes our air cleaner and reduces dependence on foreign oil. Bioheat is better. Find your neighborhood Bioheat dealer at bioheatonline.com.
Give them a round of applause. Great job. Great job. Great tactics. Our objective with the New York City Bioheat Proud to Be Too Renewable Warm-Up Campaign is kind of like twofold. We wanted to give back to the communities more in need than ever after the impact of Hurricane Sandy. We also wanted to do it in a way that would increase the awareness of bioheat's benefits and the impact it can have on the environment to other regions. Paul Nazaro, who leads the Bioheat team for NBB, has data that shows this campaign and a broader Bioheat advertising campaign in the Northeast is making a difference in the effort. Thousands of new people are inquiring about Bioheat in the Northeast day by day. I've been in the oil business, I guess, for about 42 years. Like many of you in your businesses, you start at the bottom. I started driving an oil truck. I've seen in my 42 years embargoes and everything else that's come in between having to do with the oil industry. I've seen and I feel and I sense the oil heat industry shrinking only because of the direct competition. This bioheat is a way in which we could save our industry. I am extremely proud to be a part of this evolution of oil heat. So thank you for my award. Thank you for all you do for biodiesel and for New York City.